This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the...
On the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, October the 13th edition. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. In the third hour, we've got Kim.com. Of course, the mega upload founder, constantly harassed, constantly pursued by the US government. He came out with a very interesting tweet a few days ago suggesting that he had information on Hillary Clinton that has yet to be seen. So I'm sure we'll be asking him about that in the third hour. Second hour, Stefan Molyneux joins me for an in-depth interview on the latest WikiLeaks, the Podesta email dump, and of course the latest devastating scandals about Donald Trump. We have a situation with the mainstream media now. They're not talking about Bill Clinton taking a $1 million birthday check from Qatar. That just came out as of 2 hours ago. A country that imprisons gay people. A country in which it's still legal for a husband to beat and rape his wife. But Hillary Clinton is the big feminist, the big women's rights champion. Bill Clinton taking a $1 million birthday check from Qatar so they could have pay-for-play access in Haiti after that devastating earthquake. Absolute bombshell revelation on top of all the others. Obama, the Obama White House funding and supporting ISIS, which also came out in the Podesta WikiLeaks emails. Of course, we had the Clinton campaign deleting emails despite knowing it was illegal. That came out a couple of days ago. But the New York Times is not interested in talking about any of that. They're interested in talking about a woman who claims with no evidence that Donald Trump touched her on a plane in the 80s. That's the big New York Times bombshell that they've got. Again, Donald Trump making a comment in Trump Tower saying, oh, I'm going to be dating her in 10 years as some girls go up an escalator. That's the massive bombshell. 20, 30-year-old alleged incidents with no evidence, comments, remarks from 1992. Yeah, in the Podesta emails, we have bombshell after bombshell after revelation, and none of them give a damn. They're not interested in telling you about it. And why not? Well, we know why. Because the emails also reveal that the media, the vast majority of it, is not only pro-Hillary, doesn't just have a pro-Hillary bias, it literally is the Hillary Clinton campaign. I mean, how many examples do we need to see by this point? Journalists giving Hillary questions in advance of town hall debates. Univision in concert, again, shaping the narrative before it happens. We've got Louise Mensch, these never-Trumpers, actually writing Hillary campaign ads for her campaign and being praised for it while pretending to be conservatives. Absolute bombshell revelations. We're going to go through the list later on. Name by name of these Clinton friendlies, these Clinton surrogates that have completely abandoned any pretense of neutrality, of actual journalistic integrity, to become complete prostitutes for Hillary Clinton. And then they have the nerve to attack me, to attack InfoWars over this whole Bill Clinton rape protest, which we're going to get into further as well, because the Clinton campaign is not very happy about it, because it's actually overturning the narrative on these Trump tapes. Now, of course, we were told before the weekend that Trump's campaign was in total chaos. It was about to collapse. GOP establishment members were told privately that Trump was about to stand down. That was a complete hoax. It failed completely. And now we have the evidence of that. Rasmussen poll. After the debate, which Trump obviously won, CNN and the rest of them came out with their biased polls that said that Hillary creamed him once again. Well, this is the response from Americans. The latest Rasmussen Reports White House Watch national telephone and online survey shows Trump with a 43% support amongst likely U.S. voters to Clinton's 41%. Now, yesterday's poll showed Clinton with a 4-point lead over Trump. Today, Trump is ahead. And bearing in mind Rasmussen, we've seen the other polls. Rasmussen is the only poll.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones Unfiltered and Untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones Untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show live with breaking news as it happens on the WikiLeaks releases at Infowars.com. Now, before the break, we were just getting into this, of course. Last week, days before that shocking Trump tape was released, GOP insiders were told, and this is from insiders within the Trump campaign, most of this hasn't even come out yet. I mean, I'm so bombarded with WikiLeaks information, I haven't even had a chance to write this article. But insiders were told, GOP establishment insiders were told, that Trump was going to drop out, that he was going to stand down, that Mike Pence was going to take his place, that they had to get out of endorsing Trump before he stood down in order to not go down with the sinking ship. That's what they were told days before this Trump tape was released last week. You had Jerry Falwell saying that he was told of a plan by GOP insiders, Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, that crowd, 6 weeks before, that they were going to launch this attack against Trump, that it would force him to stand down. Of course, it was a complete and total hoax. How many scandals about Donald Trump do we need to hear? And the narrative is, oh, this is it for Trump. It's all over for him. No, it hasn't been over for him in any one of those instances. So why should we believe it now? So you had McCain come out, you had Paul Ryan come out, distance themselves from Trump. Again, the polls came out and showed that the vast majority of people were sick of the GOP establishment. They didn't want them to back away from Trump. It was another media hoax. Complete hoax. Now the polls come out. Rasmussen, despite the fact CNN saying that Trump lost the debate and now he's finished after the tape, after a woman said that Trump touched her on a plane in the 80s with no evidence whatsoever. Again, they said Trump was finished. His campaign was stunk. Now he's got to step down, right? Well, wrong. They were wrong again. What a surprise. Rasmussen, Trump is ahead, 43% to 41%. Now, bearing in mind, this is not a poll. This is not like NBC's poll, which is literally run by a Clinton Foundation lackey who's been paid by them, which oversamples Democrats 10, 20, 30% each time, like Monmouth polls, like all these other rigged polls, the post-debate polls. Rasmussen is reasonably fair in that it samples, on average, an equal number of Republicans and Democrats, and this is what they're saying. In the latest national telephone and online survey, which was taken after the shocking, damning Trump tape, after the debate, we're talking October 10th to October 12th. The first part of this week, it shows likely U.S. voters support Trump 43% to Clinton's 41%, overturning a 4% lead that Clinton had over Trump just a day previously, overturning a lead of 7 points that she had on Monday. So we've seen an amazing resurgence by Trump just this week alone, due in no small part to the Bill Clinton rape protests, which the Clinton campaign are now panicking about. I'm going to have more on that later. But Rasmussen reports that its White House Watch survey daily Monday through Friday, based on a three-day rolling average of 1,500 likely U.S. voters, again, three times the sample size that the likes of CNN use. Again, it was the first following the release of an 11-year-old video showing Trump discussing women in graphic sexual detail, but did not include any polling results taken after the debate. So they're talking about the previous poll. All three nights of the latest survey follow Sunday's debate. So this is after the debate. This is after the tape. Again, before that, 7 points ahead for Clinton. After that, Trump is now 2 points ahead. 84% now say they are certain how they will vote in this year's presidential election. And among these voters, Trump posts a 49% to 46% lead over Clinton. So again, that goes to the heart of there's more enthusiasm behind Trump supporters. They're more likely to get out there on the day and vote, whereas lukewarm Hillary Clinton supporters aren't. And you saw the same thing before Brexit. The people who really wanted Brexit, they had more enthusiasm. They could be bothered to get off their backsides and actually go and vote and win it, and then not whine about losing afterwards and demanding a recount or demanding a second referendum. So there's far more enthusiasm behind Trump. Among voters who say they could still change their minds between now and election day, it's Clinton 40%, Trump 37%. So again, 3% more Clinton supporters than Trump supporters say that they could still change their minds. So again, more votes up for grabs for Trump. Johnson supporters, 19%, say they could still change their minds, and Stein, 4%. So again, those votes remain up for grabs. Now listen to this. Most Republican voters still think top GOP leaders are hurting the party with their continuing criticism of Trump, and are only slightly more convinced that those leaders want Trump to be president. So this GOP insider establishment attack has not only not worked, again, it's proven to be unpopular with actual Republican voters. So again, this hoax that everybody's abandoning the ship, everybody's running into the arms of Paul Ryan, complete BS. Disproven once again as another media hoax. Trump has 75% support among Republicans, nearly identical to Clinton's 76% backing among Democrats. He has 15% of the Democratic vote, whereas she picks up 13% GOP support. So again, more of the Republicans are behind Trump than Democrats are behind Hillary. Trump holds a double-digit advantage among voters not affiliated with either major political party. So the hoax failed. The GOP insiders who tried to convince everyone that Trump was going to stand down, that he was going to stand aside for Mike Pence, and that they should get out before the ship sinks, you know, to preserve their amazing reputations or whatever. Complete hoax. Proven wrong once again. Now, we have more evidence of that being a complete failure. CBS News reports, headline, nearly 100,000 Pennsylvania voters switched from Democrat to Republican. Nearly 100,000 Pennsylvania Democrats have switched to Republican since the beginning of the year. Complete exodus from the Democratic Party in Pennsylvania. What's more, the Pennsylvania Republican Party says more than 240,000 new voters have joined the party since last November. So a huge surge again on the back of Donald Trump's campaign, you know, which is supposedly so unpopular with Republicans that they're just abandoning him in droves. Complete hoax. Absolute hoax proven wrong once again. The party says the new numbers come from the Pennsylvania Department of State, which shows that 97,600 Democrats have actually switched to Republican. Numbers show 38,000 Republicans have switched to Democrats. So again, they're abandoning the Democratic Party in droves. If it's an unpopularity war between Clinton and Trump, then again, Clinton's not doing too well out of it. But again, what's the mainstream media talking about? Are they talking about the $1 million birthday check from Qatar handed to Bill Clinton in return for pay-for-play favors in Haiti? No, they're not talking about that. They're not talking about bombshell emails showing that the Obama administration knew they were arming, supporting ISIS when they went into Libya to topple Gaddafi. They're not talking about the Clinton campaign deleting emails knowing it was illegal. Again, absolute bombshell revelations. Nobody can even keep up with them at this point. The Podesta emails are now at round six. Round six released today. They're not only dumping them once a day, they're dumping them multiple times daily. But what's the mainstream media talking about? They're talking about Donald Trump accused by a woman with no evidence that he touched her on a plane in the 80s. That's their big story. Complete ignorance of all these actual bombshells that directly impact the lives of Americans right now, the future of the country. No, that's not important enough to report on. But what is important, what's their top story? Donald Trump made a comment about some girls on an escalator in 1992 saying, in 10 years I might date you. How in any way does that impact actual working Americans today or the future of the country? It doesn't. But that's what they're going with, because they think that by turning Donald Trump into Bill Cosby, when in actual fact it's Bill Clinton who is Bill Cosby, that they can sink Donald Trump. This Rasmussen poll suggests that it's not working. Now we've got a headline out of Zero Hedge. This is war. Trump drafting lawsuit against New York Times for story he groped and kissed woman. And this is how it reads, with the Podesta email leaks now a daily feature providing further insights into the inner workings of the Clinton campaign, and with the shock over the Trump tapes fading, a new distraction had to emerge to keep the public distracted. And sure enough, it happened last night when several women came forward to allege that they had been groped or forcibly kissed by Donald Trump as far back as 36 years ago. Now, again, this is Jessica Leeds, somebody who's donated to the Democratic Party, somebody who's a Democratic operative. In fact, there's some information on Twitter which suggests, although it's not proven yet, that she could actually share a phone number with the Clinton Foundation itself. Obviously, this is a setup, but it looks like it could be yet another complete hoax. So you've got this woman who is essentially saying, you know, this famous billionaire sexually assaulted me and is running for president. Oh, but I better keep it a secret for 35 years until it fits the media narrative. That's what she's basically claiming, this so-called incident at the time. She didn't report it to airline staff. She didn't report it to the police. She sat on it for 35 years and just by coincidence started talking about it to the New York Times, which again is completely in bed with Hillary Clinton, as exposed by the WikiLeaks emails, less than 4 weeks before the vote. Isn't that an amazing coincidence? And we'll get more into that and the latest WikiLeaks revelations after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You're back live on the Alex Jones Show. Stefan Molyneux is coming up in the next hour to talk about these latest WikiLeaks bombshells. We're now on to release number 6 from the Podesta emails. The cucked surrogate media has completely failed in its task once again to even adequately cover them. I mean, I'm amazed day to day. You know, I'm somebody who was making videos, jokey videos, ranting about fat feminists a year ago. And here I am, having to do the media's job for it. I mean, you know, Mike Cernovich, Stefan Molyneux, myself, a smattering of actual journalists. I mean, I don't even refer to myself as a journalist, but at this point, I'm having to do their job for them on a daily basis, every single day, that I might as well take their mantle, because they've completely failed. You know, I put out a tweet a few hours ago, which went like this: desperation with which the establishment is lashing out at Trump doesn't match with the poll numbers, something is up. And that's a question that a lot of people are asking. If Trump is so far behind in the polls, with their rigged polls as they claim on a daily basis, why does the establishment seem to be in uber panic mode with all these hoax scandals coming out against Trump? Why do they seem to be so desperate? Do their internal polls suggest something very different? Well, Rasmussen came out today and confirmed that again. Trump is ahead 43% to 41% after the debates, after the so-called bombshell that would end his campaign, the Trump tape that was released last Friday. Over the last 2 days, voters support him over Hillary Clinton. That's why they're panicking, because their campaign, their plot to have GOP insiders abandon Trump, then convince other Republicans that had endorsed Trump to abandon him, fell flat on its face. It just didn't work. That's why they seem to be in a greater and greater panic. And it's been caused in no small part by the Bill Clinton rape process. We're going to get onto that later, because, again, some new revelations there. But this is what the media isn't talking about. This is out the Daily Caller. WikiLeaks: Qatar gave Clinton Foundation $1 million check for Bill's birthday. New emails released by WikiLeaks in connection with its dump of John Podesta's email server indicate that Qatar, an Islamist state in the Persian Gulf, gave former President Bill Clinton a check of $1 million for his birthday. The email indicates foundation officials also met with representatives from Brazil, Peru, Malawi, and Rwanda to discuss donations and philanthropic strategies for the foundation. And, of course, they discussed Qatari access to Haiti after the earthquake so they could get all those lucrative contracts. Of course, the people of Haiti absolutely despised the Clintons because they were stabbed in the back and the country was never fixed because they were creaming off these insider deals. Again, Qatar, a country that puts gay people in prison for 5 years, giving Bill Clinton a birthday check for $1 million. Qatar, a country where it's still legal for a husband to beat and rape his wife. How does that wash with Hillary Clinton's feminist campaign platform? The women's rights champion. Her own foundation receiving yet another backhander from a country that imprisons gay people, that legalizes the brutal beatings of women. Explain that one to me, New York Times. No, they're too busy talking about an allegation that Trump touched a woman on a plane 35 years ago. Like, that has any relation whatsoever to what Americans are going through now, to what Haitians are going through now, to the future of the world, war with Russia, all of this stuff leaking every single day, bombshell, relevant, impactful information. They're talking about an allegation of Trump touching a woman on a plane in the 80s. That's why 94% of Americans don't trust the mainstream media. When are you going to get it? I mean, their readership's completely collapsing. You can go onto the comments if they haven't banned them, which they have in most places, on every Washington Post article, on every New York Times article. And again, their narrative is being completely demolished. That's why more and more they're having to band together, communicate, collude to push the same narratives, because people just aren't buying their crap anymore. And that's what's been exposed in the Clinton emails. And this is what we're going to get into after the break. We're going to name one by one these so-called journalists who are actually have been exposed as Clinton campaign surrogates. The same journalists that have, lo and behold, been attacking InfoWars, been attacking me for the past 3-4 months over this campaign. Isn't it a surprise that the most vehement critics of InfoWars, the biggest mudslingers, turn out to be the friendlies within Hillary Clinton's campaign? Well, we're going to expose them. We're going to name them straight ahead on The Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are live on The Alex Jones Show this Thursday, October 13th edition, with bombshell after bombshell coming out from WikiLeaks, but with the New York Times preferring to report on Trump allegedly touching a woman on a plane in the 80s. They weren't that interested in the video which came out earlier this week of Bill Clinton groping a woman's genitals on a plane. Of course, that happened more recently. How much coverage did that get? None whatsoever. How much coverage did the video of Obama showing off his erection to female staffers on a plane get? How much media play did that get? Virtually none. But some woman who claims, who didn't even tell police at the time, who waited 35 years until it was politically convenient, until it fit the media narrative, she waits that long. A Democratic operative, somebody who's donated to the Democratic Party, somebody, imagine my shock, who supports Hillary Clinton. That's what the New York Times is talking about. They're not talking about the email, which came out hours ago now. As of the WikiLeaks release, number 6, the Podesta emails, this is an email sent from the Clinton Foundation about Qatar. It says, quote, would like to see William Jefferson Clinton for 5 minutes in New York City to present a $1 million check that Qatar promised for WJC's birthday In 2011, it goes on to say, Qatar would welcome our suggestions for investments in Haiti. Oh, I bet they would. I bet they would. Bill Clinton getting a $1 million birthday backhander from a country that imprisons gay people, from a country where it's still legal for husbands to beat their wives and rape them. That's not going to play very well in the New York Times, is it? So they're not going to tell you about it. Absolutely amazing. Let's get to these new, absolutely damning revelations about Donald Trump. So this is Jessica Leeds, a 74-year-old woman who's talking about an alleged incident that happened 35 years ago. So again, a famous billionaire sexually assaults her on a plane. She doesn't tell police. She doesn't even tell airline staff. She waits 35 years to let us know about this, just conveniently 4 weeks before a national election. Well, what a coincidence. And again, she uses the quote. This is in the New York Times article, which is what they're talking about. They're not talking about anything that actually matters. She says, he was like an octopus. His hands were everywhere. It was an assault. Now, that's interesting because that quote is lifted almost directly, word for word, from a similar allegation that turned out to be nonsense against an actor called Bill Roach from 2014. Again, his hands were like an octopus. They were everywhere. They lifted almost word for word the exact same quote in this report. Other people are pointing out that it's basically taken straight from a Velvet Underground song. It's not a quote that's regularly used, not a term that's regularly used. There's speculation about this woman accusing Trump of touching her, of having the same phone number that is linked back to the Clinton Foundation. That remains to be confirmed, but that's something that we're digging into. And again, at the time she told, didn't tell the airline staff, didn't tell police, a billionaire sexually assaults her, and she's not even cognizant of the fact that she could get, you know, some financial benefit, some windfall from that at the time. So this morning on Twitter, next fake Trump victim began trending. You will notice on Twitter that the more pro-conservative hashtags start trending in the morning, then they're taken over later on by the leftists, and then the conservatives try and hijack those. But again, this started trending on Twitter, and it comes down to this. The media needs a fresh serving of feigned moral outrage every single day to keep the attention away from these WikiLeaks emails. That's why we're seeing a trickle now every single day. We saw CBS. They dug up a tape from 1992. Again, very relevant to how Americans are living today, what they want for the future of their country. Very relevant. Where Donald Trump is hanging around with a bunch of 10-year-old girls, and he jokes that he might be dating one of them in 10 years. Now, you could call that crass. You can call that a little odd. But how does it compare to somebody accepting $1 million from a country that imprisons homosexuals, that legalizes the rape and beating of women? How does it match up there? How does it match up with Hillary Clinton on tape laughing about how she knew a child molester was guilty, knowing that he had fooled a polygraph test, and laughing about it? How does that match up? And of course, I think it was today or last night, Don Lemon gets up on CNN. They bring it up. They say, well, Hillary Clinton laughed at helping to get a child molester, a rapist, raped 12-year-old Kathy Shelton, left her in a coma for 5 days. Hillary Clinton helped that child molester go free. She's on tape joking about how he passed a lie detector test that she made him take, and that forever destroyed her faith in lie detector tests, meaning he had fooled the test and that he had raped the child. So Don Lemon gets up on CNN and says, our fact checkers looked into that and it's not true. Well, here's a newsflash, Don Lemon. Nobody believes your fact checkers. In fact, they did a study, they did a poll, and I believe it was about 28% of people they asked actually believed the fact checkers. So this is their new tactic. Any single scandal whatsoever about Hillary Clinton, the Clinton campaign comes out and says, oh, it's Russia, just blame it on Russia. Every single email that's come out of these WikiLeaks, oh, it's Russia, it's just Russia, it's all made up. Because they can't acknowledge them, they can't fight them one by one, because there are so many of them. It's an absolute deluge. So the Clinton campaign blames Russia. The media says their fact checkers proved it wrong. Well, no one believes your stupid little fact checkers anymore, because you've been lying to the American people for years and years and years. And that tends to attract a reputation for distrust. So they're up on CNN, oh, we fact-checked the claim that Hillary laughed about him fooling the lie detector test, the child rapist. It's not true. Well, it is true. She says it destroyed her faith in lie detector tests, the fact that he passed the test. In what universe is that not her knowing that he was lying, that he had raped the child? It's plain as day, but their fact checkers debunked it. It's like Snopes. I mean, how much apologia for Hillary Clinton do we need to see from Snopes.com to realize that this is a hack outfit, incredibly biased? And yet it's, the narrative is still, oh, look, it's on Snopes. It's an urban myth. It's fake. Well, no, Snopes is biased. In fact, we came out with a story on InfoWars a few days ago, again, from these WikiLeaks emails, where they're in there talking about how they need to keep the citizenry unaware and compliant. These are emails between a Democratic surrogate, a Hillary surrogate, and John Podesta, saying, we need to keep them unaware, we need to keep them compliant. It's worked up until now, they're still kind of unaware, but they're not being compliant enough. Now, what did Snopes do with that story when they got a hold of it? They took the quote that was in this email. They asked Bill Avey, I think his name was, who made the quote in the email, who sent the email. They asked him what he meant by that. And he said, well, I didn't mean that the American people were unaware, that they were compliant, that we need to keep them this way. I meant something completely different. And they actually allowed him to create a new quote, a new set of sentences to put before and after the quote, the original quote that was in the email, to completely change the context of the quote. I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. You can't invent new sentences years after the fact to change the context of what a quote means. But it's debunked. It's on Snopes. Snopes is debunked. It's basically a cat lady and her husband in their apartment working for Hillary Clinton. That's not an objective news outlet. And when they invent new sentences, new quotes, to put before and after original quotes that change the meaning and the context of the entire passage, that's not an excuse. That's not a debunking. That's deception. That's what Snopes does. And yet, oh, it's so credible. The fact checkers are so credible, even though 28% of Americans actually believe the fact checkers, so no one believes those people either. The vast majority of Americans don't believe them. But again, they live inside their own echo chamber, and it's come back to bite them on the butt with this Rasmussen poll, which shows that Trump is ahead. So again, getting back to these allegations against Trump, a 74-year-old woman on a plane in the 80s says that Donald Trump touched her. No evidence, didn't tell the airline staff, didn't tell the police. Suddenly it emerges, just by coincidence, 4 weeks before the election. Well, imagine my shock. So again, they need this fresh serving of moral outrage every day to counter the WikiLeaks emails, because they can't address the WikiLeaks emails. There's too many of them. There's too many scandals coming out. We're going to get onto some of them later. So they have to keep the public distracted with these phony moral outrage controversies. And of course, you've got the likes of Miley Cyrus coming out. You've got Beyonce coming out, speaking out against Trump. These are the icons of morality in America, right? Miley Cyrus, who parades around to a tween audience with giant inflatable dildos. She's the moral icon for America. She says that what Donald Trump said was disgusting, while she's literally parading on stage to a preteen audience with a giant dildo. Beyonce. People have looked at the lyrics of her songs. Again, cited by Hillary Clinton as a great example to young women. I can't repeat the lyrics on the show here. They're 10 times worse than anything Trump said in those tapes. But these people have been appointed the new moral guardians of America, than the most disgusting, nihilistic people you could imagine. And they're being held up as the great example for young women. A girl who prances around on stage with a dildo says that Donald Trump is bad because he said the word pussy in 2005. I mean, come on. So again, getting back to this story, there was another claim with no evidence. From 2005, it was a People magazine journalist who was interviewing Donald Trump, said that Trump forced himself on her in 2005 when she was interviewing him. Trump said the writer didn't mention the incident in her story at the time because it didn't happen. Which is quite a good point. If a famous billionaire sexually assaults you and you're a journalist, you would think that that might be a big story. It might not just be a big story. It might be a good way of getting financial compensation. But again, she wasn't interested in telling anyone in 2005. Only just by coincidence, she's interested in telling everyone 4 weeks before the election. So this is what we have to deal with on a daily basis now. You know, Hillary armed ISIS. That's come out in the emails. That's proven. Bill Clinton's taking checks from countries that abuse women, that throw gay people in prison. But Donald Trump may have touched a woman on a plane in the 80s. Guess which story the New York Times decides to report on? Well, I don't need to tell you. Again, I don't even call myself a reporter, but I'm having to do the job of self-proclaimed journalists every single day. Either that or they don't know how to search, how to use a search box, because that's basically all you need to do with WikiLeaks. Again, MSM non-coverage. The media's coverage of these WikiLeaks emails, absolutely shameful. But it's no surprise, given what's revealed in the other WikiLeaks emails, which again is the fact that the mainstream media is not only biased towards the Hillary campaign, not only surrogates, but in many cases coordinating with them. They basically are the Hillary Clinton campaign at this point. And I'm going to give you some examples. I'm going to get more into this after the break here. We've got about 4 minutes left on the Alex Jones Show Live. So you've got John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, talking about in these emails how he's, quote, cooking for 30 of Hillary's reporter friends. Oh, isn't that lovely? 30 so-called independent, neutral, impartial reporters around the apartment of the Clinton campaign chairman having him cook for them. How is that not collusion? Again, you had that event a while back, which the Daily Caller reported on, where they had 37 journalists from 14 outlets attending an off-the-record cocktail party hosted by the Clinton campaign. ABC, Bloomberg, CBS, CNN, Daily Beast, Huffington Post, MSNBC, NBC, the list goes on and on. At the time, people were saying that could be a one-off. Well, no, it's not a one-off. You've literally got John Podesta, the Clinton campaign chairman, cooking dinner for 30 so-called impartial reporters in his apartment. Nobody's even reported on this yet. Again, I saw this yesterday in the WikiLeaks releases, didn't even have time to write an article on it. I don't believe anyone has so far. There's so much information coming out that people can't write articles quick enough. And because the mainstream media refuses to cover it. That's why we're having to do their job. Another example. John Harwood, CNBC, who was actually a debate moderator, showering Hillary with praise. He describes the story he is writing about Hillary as one, quote, she wants. He's bombarding the Hillary campaign with these emails, acting like an obedient lapdog, showering her with praise, again, demanding their favor, writing an article that Hillary Clinton wants. He's pandering to them. Donna Brazile, the current head of the Democratic National Committee, then working with CNN, tipped off Hillary that there'd be a death penalty question at the town hall debate the next day. Gave Hillary Clinton the question in advance. The one thing you're not supposed to do according to those debate rules. They asked her about this. They asked if it was true, the Daily Caller. Donna Brazile responded by blaming Russia. Again, they can't even acknowledge or respond to the individual emails, so they're just using this tactic of saying, oh, it's all Vladimir Putin, inventing their own vast conspiracy theory as an excuse to dismiss this without acknowledging the fact that it's authentic. In fact, Hillary acknowledged that they were authentic during the debate, but they're still doing this because they don't want to address the scandals. Again, CNN now has the temerity to come out that, say, a crowd at a Donald Trump event chanting CNN sucks is dangerous. Meanwhile, they're literally handing Hillary Clinton the questions before the debate. You had the Boston Globe's op-ed editor, Marjorie Pritchard, promising to write a positive article to give Hillary a, quote, big presence right before an appearance in New Hampshire. Yet another example of the Clinton campaign and the media complex working hand in hand to get Hillary Clinton elected. This is why they're not writing about the Podesta emails. They're completely in bed with them. We're going to go into more names after the break. We're going to go name by name the journalists who have proven themselves to be complete intellectual cowards, sellouts. And that's why you're not reading about these kind of stories in the New York Times. That's why they continue to distract you. We'll be back on the next segment of the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. Stay right there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change things, he will. Oh, man is in
the live on the Alex Jones Show. Before we get back to the news and Stefan Molyneux is coming up in the next hour, just want to remind you that we're not funded by Qatar or Saudi Arabia. We don't get $1 million checks from countries that throw gay people in jail or abuse women. Unlike Bill Clinton, unlike the Clinton Foundation, we don't get checks from the government of Bahrain like CNN does. We don't get funded by giant pharmaceutical companies. We don't get funded to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars like Black Lives Matter does from George Soros. We're funded by you, the listener, and yet we're competing with these powerful groups on an even footing. They're panicked, completely panicked about the influence we're having, about the narratives that we're dismantling on a daily basis. And we couldn't have done it without your support. I mean, remember where we started off? Alex Jones and his VHS tapes back in the late 90s. You know, basically two staff members, Alex Jones, and that was it. Now look at where we've got to. And it's solely because of your support. And that's why we need you to continue supporting us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply now 33% off retail. From our research, the InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply is the most affordable and high-powered solar generator out there. And now we're giving you 33% off this solar base station at InfoWarsStore.com to help you get prepared while supplies last. And it would probably be a pretty good idea to get your hands on one of these, given what's happening geopolitically, given that Russia is now advising its citizens to return home, as top US military chiefs talk about war with Russia, as Hillary Clinton says that if there's no evidence whatsoever even of a hack of emails, even if it's just blamed on Russia, then the US would use military assets against Russia. That's kind of concerning, isn't it? So a good reason to stock up on these emergency supplies just in case. Again, it's okay for the government to have vast supplies of storable food. If we do it, we're kooks, though. But you can get the InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply 33% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com, along with all the great products that we have there, the five-star independent reviews. And again, we don't get cut $1 million checks from governments that throw gay people in jail and abuse women, unlike Bill Clinton, unlike the Clinton Foundation, which is why we need your support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've got about 90 seconds left in this segment, but we're going to get more into this after the break. We're naming, we're calling out, we're exposing the cucked journalists who are working for Hillary Clinton. Now, we've gone down the list. Boston Globe, Marjorie Pritchard. We've gone Donna Brazile, former CNN. John Harwood, again, begging the Clinton campaign, praising Hillary. Oliver Darcy is another one who attacks me on a regular basis. Business Insider. How was the Business Insider described in these WikiLeaks Hillary Podesta emails? It was described as one of Hillary's friendlies. One of their friendlies. So again, everything, anything you see in the Business Insider, not independent, not impartial, they're a Hillary Clinton campaign surrogate. Hunter Walker, again, Business Insider, now at Yahoo News, was described as a friendly when he was at the Business Insider by Clinton traveling press secretary Nick Merrill. Dan Merrick works for CNN. Yes, that's his actual name. Again, a couple of days ago, he was whining about us paying people to protest Bill Clinton with the Bill Clinton rape protest. Again, he's listed in these emails as a Hillary campaign surrogate, saying that him and Hillary Clinton love each other. This is the supposed impartial mainstream media. We're exposing them. We're naming them for what they are, which is Hillary Clinton prostitutes. We'll be back with the second hour of the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running?